Chapter 8. The Dominant Beast. The dogs pulled the sled together as a team, and they were proud of their work. Spitz was their leader, and he made sure that the dogs worked hard all the time. If they didn't, Spitz barked at them, pushed them, and sometimes even bit them. If a dog was lazy and didn't want to get up in the morning, Spitz went to the dog's sleeping hole and barked until it got up. The dogs didn't complain. Spitz was their leader, and they accepted this. All except for Buck. He wanted to be the leader, and he didn't obey Spitz's orders. Francois and Perrault saw the problem between Buck and Spitz. "Spitz is a devil. One day he'll kill Buck," Perrault said one morning, as he watched Spitz and Buck. "You think that Spitz is a devil," Francois answered. "But I think Buck is two devils." Spitz didn't understand Buck, the big, quiet dog from the south. Buck was different to the other southern dogs that Spitz knew. Buck was strong, but he didn't fight like the other dogs. And because Buck wanted to be the leader, he didn't always do what Spitz wanted. The other dogs saw this and decided that they too didn't always have to obey Spitz. Sometimes they didn't get up early in the mornings, even when Spitz barked at them. At other times, they didn't agree to go into their harnesses. Buck also helped the other dogs when Spitz wanted to punish them. As a result, the dogs stopped working well as a team. They didn't pull the sled together, and they traveled slowly. Francois saw the problem, but he couldn't do anything to solve it. He just hit the dogs, especially Buck, more and more with his whip. "The dogs are beginning to follow Buck instead of Spitz," Francois said to Perrault. "Buck really wants to be the leader. One day soon, Buck's going to fight Spitz and kill him." Finally, the team arrived at the gold fields in Dawson. There were a lot of men and dogs there, and everyone in the town was busy. The dogs in Dawson worked hard. They pulled supplies up and down the main street and to the gold fields and brought wood from the forests. Every night, the dogs sang together, a mysterious sound, like wolves howling. Buck felt strange when he heard this and wanted to sing, too. So night after night, Buck, too, howled and sang to the moon. Buck didn't know it, but many generations ago, his ancestors were wild dogs and also howled like this at night. After a week's rest, Francois, Perrault, and the dogs started the journey south again, carrying many urgent letters from Dawson. It was an easy trip, and Buck became stronger and more confident. He wasn't afraid of fights anymore. On the contrary, he began to like fighting, and many of the other dogs now followed him in whatever he did. One evening, Buck saw a wild rabbit and began to chase it. The dogs from the sled team followed. There was a police camp not far away, and a group of 50 huskies from this camp followed him too. So Buck, with 60 dogs behind him, chased the rabbit across the snow. Spitz looked at the dogs and thought, "Now is my opportunity to attack Buck. He's chasing the rabbit and not thinking about me at all." A few moments later, just as Buck caught and killed the rabbit, Spitz attacked him. Buck immediately understood what was happening. "This is going to be our final fight," he thought, as he and Spitz fell in the snow together. "One of us is going to kill the other." Both dogs jumped up and circled each other, barking loudly. At first, neither dog jumped forward to attack. Each dog looked at the other very carefully and waited for his adversary to move first. Buck was the first to move, and he jumped at Spitz's neck. But Spitz was ready for him and bit him in the leg. Buck tried again, but this time Spitz bit him hard on the shoulder. Then both dogs attacked each other at the same time, and both dogs were badly hurt. There was blood on their fur and in the snow. Meanwhile, the other dogs sat and watched in a silent, hungry circle, waiting for Spitz or Buck to fall. At one point, Buck fell into the snow, and the whole circle of 60 dogs stood up and took one step forward, ready to help to kill him. But just in time, Buck jumped up, and the circle of dogs sat down again to wait. The two dogs continued fighting.
"Spitz is stronger than me, and I'm becoming tired," thought Buck. "What can I do? I must think quickly."
Suddenly, Buck had an idea. He put his head down and bit Spitz's front left leg very hard. The bone broke, and Spitz could now only stand on three legs. Then Buck broke the bone in Spitz's right front leg, and Spitz fell in the snow for the last time. Crying with pain, Spitz saw the circle of hungry dogs around him. Buck bit Spitz in the neck one last time, then stood and watched as Spitz disappeared under the group of hungry dogs. Buck felt very proud. Finally, he was the champion, the dominant beast.